Hello and welcome to this new episode of the podcast. I'm today here with Susie, a former ballet dancer and now raisin artist, who is gonna tell me about her and answer some questions about her work and her life. I'm Verena and this is the Voices and Visions podcast. Let's go, let's get into it. So, thank you for coming here.
Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Okay. So, my first question to break the ice is, what was your last holiday and where were you?
My last holiday was in Corfu. Yeah, in July, beginning of July. Yeah. And this was amazing experience, like the ocean and the country. Somehow I feel a really good and close connection to Greece and to the people there.
Very nice. Yeah. I mean, they also have sea.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can
and
see with
super
your
turquoise.
Art.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Well, thank you for sharing. So, could you tell me a bit about yourself? How did you become an artist?
Actually, with ballet dancing, I started with 4 in kindergarten, and actually everything was super easy for me. I was really lucky, I have to say, with all my teachers leading me through the school, the kindergarten, then to school, then to the company, my first company in Europe, and then to Budapest, and then I come here to Vienna. So, and I was working with the Wiener State Ballet for 12 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a really nice experience, and that's nice. Why. Yeah, I'm here.
Cool. So you have been in Vienna with the Vienna
State
Ballet for
yeah.
12 years now. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What made you come here to Vienna?
I don't know if I should say actually, but actually I was really lucky as one person was missing at that point. One of my former director was here also, and he called me that there's an empty position and I could come for audition, and they took me.
Nice.
So I was really lucky. Yeah. And I mean, normally it's harder to get in a company, and I have to say I was really lucky.
Okay. And so then you came to Vienna and you started the life here.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So when you started dancing, when you were 4, what made you dance?
It's funny because I don't think I would be dancing. That was the only kindergarten it was the closest kindergarten to us where we were going, and there was an extra class or like a group for ballet. And my mom said, yeah, sure. And yeah, they saw my talent, if I can say, and was just a natural thing to do for me.
Nice. Okay. And so now you turn artist. What happened? What can you take us through the process of you being a ballet dancer to now being an artist?
I stopped, and I have the feeling that I still have a lot in myself as an artist, but in a different way. And somehow by accident, I ran into this resin art through Instagram. I never ever knew that something like this existed before. And I was just amazed. I have such a strong connection to the ocean and beach, and I love it. And I knew it immediately, like, I want to learn it and I want to do something with this type of art. And that's how I learned. I mean, it was a long process to learn, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did you start learning?
I think a year ago. Yeah.
Okay. And where did you go? Or where was the first thing you went? Or what was the first thing you did to start the learning process?
A lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah, really? YouTube videos?
Yeah,
oh,
because,
wow.
I mean, there is some workshop, but I don't think they are so good. Plus, I have the feeling that many resin artists are like, information greediness, or I don't know how to say it. Like, they really don't want to open it up how it's made. Like, they're really secretive about it.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's silly. I found it silly because why you should not share details. So if anybody comes to me, if they see it and want to know, I share.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's how I learned. Like, I think I was watching only videos like for months, like And then I started that because I was just scared to start it somehow. It's stupid. And yeah, it takes time to really learn how to go on with the resin because it's really heavy to control it, for example. Yeah.
Okay. So you started watching the YouTube videos and then you got yourself some materials.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah. You waited a bit, and yeah. Then you started
then
trying
I started,
it.
Yeah. Okay, when I had the guts to do it, that I will make it.
Does it take a lot of guts to do it? Is it?
No, it's just for me. I mean, because I'm so used to being in this my own bubble, and to do something new, it's always a huge step for me. And as a perfectionist, for me, of course, everything has to be perfect at the first try. Of course, it's not.
Yeah,
it doesn't work
much
like this.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, very nice. Yeah. So how would you describe your art? Is there like a motive or a theme or anything that that kind of continues through all of it?
Actually, I started to go in a many different way to express myself and like feelings through this art, because now I started like also doing like emotion wise, like for example, like if there's a picture what I did recently with two persons on it, like one female and male, and to put it like the feminine and masculine energy and how much difference it's between them, like one is a darker, one is like a super pinky, flowerish, or like super positive. And the men sometimes are like always in the head and like pulling themselves back in the head and not expressing things. And yeah, but beside that, mostly I'm doing like beaches, like beautiful, like from Mallorca, or I see a picture from Fuerteventura or somewhere, then I get the inspiration. Yeah, this I like, or the black beach from Bali, or yeah, I like, I see many pictures and I say, like, yeah, this I want to do, for example.
Okay. So you get inspired by pictures of real beaches.
Beaches, yeah.
Nice. And then you have it in front of you and then you start?
No, actually, it's always in my head. And anyway, it turns out sometimes completely different. Like it's hard to control. Even if you mix green with blue, it will turn out completely different. Maybe it will be more blackish, or like not blackish, but darker than I expected, or I want like not the Maldives light turquoise color. So yeah, it's a process to learn with all the colors and
what do you do when something doesn't turn out as expected?
Sometimes I recreate it, like I just cover it up with another try, let's say. Or I see, of course, I see the mistakes and I learn and keep it and go on with it and try to solve it. But you always learn from mistakes. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most important, that you learn and it's gone.
Yeah. So you said that there's a lot of your emotions, like part of your emotions also incorporated into the art.
Yeah, like I like to have this really calm, soothing feeling, like just being on the ocean, and to give this back to the people. For example, my sister is a masseuse and she has some pictures on her wall. And she said it's so nice to watch it to calm herself. And also her client said like, yeah, it's just relaxing. So and this, I think during these days, everybody's just stressing and running around and being hectic. And to go home and just watch such a picture, it just calms you down somehow. Yeah.
Does it also calm you down while creating it?
Yeah, totally. Like I always go to another dimension.
Very nice. Yeah. So how is the process? You sit down, you start, how long does it take? What happens?
Yeah, I always prepare. I mean, I don't know if it's coming from my old dancer personality that you always prepare everything. And I prepare the sand, the resin, the bottles, what you mix it up in, the sticks, the colors, and I already have a picture in my head what I want to do. And then you mix the colors and you just drew, put it on and how you want. And then in the end, because you have to wait like 20 minutes, half an hour to put the white one, that it creates the cells as the wave. And yeah, I always listen to music.
kind of music?
It's always depending on my mood. I mean, sometimes I listen to Elvis, sometimes I listen to like soul music, or like completely different, or Michael Jackson, whatever, like always different. Then I use a, because you have to use a heat gun for it to heat it up and to take the bubbles out. Then to torch it with this heat torch. Then actually it's done. It takes like 1-1.5 hours, depending. I mean, all in all with the preparation, it's 1.5-2 hours, depending on my mood. Like if it's really hectic, then I tell like, okay, calm down, this will not work. And yeah, almost 2 hours.
Nice. And do you do it every day or once a week or how often?
I mean, when I'm at home, I mostly do it every day, every second day, but mostly on the weekends.
Cool. Nice. And the materials, is it, where do you get them? And is
I
it expensive?
I learned them from Spain. Yeah, the material is super expensive. Okay. Yeah.
Especially the heat gun, probably.
I mean, this you get by once and you use it. I mean, it's not a bad thing to invest in it. But the resin itself costs a lot.
Like this. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How much? If I can ask.
Like 50 something euros. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I always order from Ambre Deco from, I think they're in Spain. No. Either in Spain or Slovenia. No, I'm not sure.
Okay. Cool. And with a heat gun, it sounds kind of dangerous.
Dangerous.
I just want to ask. Do you have to be careful or like very careful?
Yeah, I mean, once at the beginning, it catched on fire because I was over doing it, but...
Very enthusiastic.
Yeah. That's how I like safety first. And also you have to wear a mask because the toxins, when you heat it, it comes out and it can be dangerous. And yeah, the heat can, I mean, I'm used to it. I mean, the first time I remember that I had some plastic on the side, whatever, and I put it down and it melted. I was like, oh boy, how stupid are you? But yeah, I mean, you learn. And, but beside that, it's all cool. Now I know how to use it and what to take care of.
Okay. Do you have your own workstation? Do you do it at home or
at
is there
home,
any?
Yeah.
Everything prepared.
Yeah, everything prepared and stored in. Yeah.
Okay. It's your own workstation there. And now you know where to put the heat gun.
Yes.
So.
All organized.
Nice. Very nice. So has there been a very memorable moment or like a rewarding moment so far in your artistic career with this? Was there a moment where you said, nice, I did it?
I mean, with this, I mean, when people say, yeah, it's amazing, or when the clients from my sister said, yeah, it's really calming and for her. And also, I mean, when people ask me to do for them also a picture. Yeah.
Okay. So you also do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Nice. Is there something that you are particularly proud of?
That I made it alone without help. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Very nice. Do you have like any favorites from your works, or do you have some of them where like I want to keep them, or others you're like?
And this one is also a favorite one, but I mean, sometimes it's hard. Like I'm like super happy and proud how it looks, and I'm like I don't want to give it away. But of course, you make it for the people, so.
Yeah.
This I will have to learn, so like, okay, let it go.
I mean, it's your art, so I do understand. Yeah. But then you always gift something from your
own. Exactly.
Nice. Okay. Well, is there something or someone that has a big influence on you and your work?
I mean, I learn a lot from a girl on Instagram, and she's always so really helpful. She's called Anna Miller. She lives in Spain, and she she was one of them who was helping me if I had any question, what is not so hidden, you know. And of course, every artist has her specific style, what they don't want to share, what is respectful. But she was really there in some kind of questions, like what I had really no clue, or how can I save in some kind of situation when I mess it up.
Mm-hmm. Where do you know her from?
Through Instagram.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So you just reached out to her?
I just followed her art because she was for me the number one, like how she made it. And yeah, she's pretty cool.
So is there something that keeps you motivated, or what drive keeps you motivated?
First of all, that I love beaches.
Yeah.
I love turquoise, and to give to people, to really help them in a way to calm down and just to take a moment for themselves, even like to reconnect to themselves.
Nice. Is there something that you also take from ballet dancing into your art or into the creation process of your art?
My soul, no. I mean, I think every artist put their soul in it. I mean, I found artists has more soul than a, let's say, normal person, like I say, Steuerberater. And I think my soul is in it. Like, even if it's like a darker time or super happy time, it says it, I think. Like, it's in it.
Nice.
But from dancing, I don't think you can put anything from dancing because that's more physical.
Or any lessons you learn through dancing or something that you...
Patient.
Like habits.
Patient. Okay. Yeah. Be patient with yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think especially with ballet, right?
Yeah. practice. Yeah.
How do you see, or how have you experienced the local art scene in Vienna?
Actually, I didn't really reach out to any. So... I don't know.
So, but how would you experience the not local art scene, or like the raisin art scene, maybe
here?
Not in Vienna, but also maybe on the internet, on Instagram.
I mean, I think people like it because it's something special, and I have the feeling if you just touch, I mean, it's real sand, and then people. Mm-hmm. I think it's nice, you know, for the kids. They have this busy walls, or how they say when they learn how to zip up. And I did it for my sister. We took, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, we took sand from Corfu, and I did the picture also for her, and there's also stones on it. And I told her it's like this busy wall for kids that you can just touch it, and it's just cool for touching us. Yeah. I mean, I'm a person who likes to touch things.
Yeah.
And just to touch it, or just to, if this one doesn't have shells on it, but I also add shells to my artwork, and it's also something special for the people. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you'd say that your art is something that is not only visual, but also very like important for to
touching,
touch.
Yeah, because I think it gives you something. I cannot express what, but it gives you something. Like,
okay, very nice, cool. But about like the community on Instagram, like when you said that you reached out to the girl and she was very helpful to you, do you have like a kind of circle right now with people you kind of communicate with about it, or is it just you and her?
I mostly reach out only to her and to another person because I have really the feeling that they don't like to share the details, or like I don't want to say greedy, but in a way like they don't want to give something to other person because they only have this business, you know what I mean? And they don't want to lose clients or like people from their circle.
Okay. Is there a most important lesson that you have learned while creating your art?
Maybe never give up. Like, even if you fail once or anytime or like many times, you should never give up. Like, if something just really pulls you in this direction and you really want it, just go for it and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it will lead you to somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And is there any piece of advice you would want to give somebody who just starts?
Practice, I don't know.
But also like with raisin art, or where to start, how to start. What is the first step you would want them to take?
Safety first.
Okay.
Learn the safety first. Yeah. But otherwise, I don't know, like, be patient to yourself and mm-hmm. don't be afraid. Even if people turn you down, don't be afraid to ask another person.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, there are also courses, but I think these courses, I mean, I had a friend who did a resin course, but she was not satisfied at all with it. And yeah, just don't give up. I mean, mm-hmm. really, if it's really pulling you and you do it with your heart, soul, then mm-hmm. nothing can go wrong.
Nice. Do you have like a vision of doing workshops maybe here in Vienna, or do you already do it?
No. But I mean, it would be nice to give my knowledge further mm-hmm. on, and that people really go away with knowledge and that they are satisfied, not like mm-hmm. this other girl. And to share, of course, mm-hmm. that I will not be information greedy person, not to share.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like building a community on it, about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you currently working on? Is there something specific?
Not really.
Just some pieces.
I mean, I got now an order from 2x50 per 50. I mean, this is the largest what I did. And I'm not finished with it yet, but I hopefully next week I will manage. And yeah, I'm pretty proud of it because
nice.
It's really huge. And
that's a great moment.
Yeah.
That's nice. So what would your dream project be?
Dream project? I don't know, working. I mean, if I would be like, my picture would be in many places, or like, I don't know, like working with, how do you say this, inner architect, like the, because they help you to go to sell your art, like to bigger companies, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So working with
people,
like agents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Where can listeners find out more about you or your work?
So where can they reach out
to you?
I have an Instagram page, actually, but
Nice. So just reach out to you there.
Yeah. I would love to have also a website also mm-hmm. soon.
It's a project for the future?
Yes. To make it even more professional.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay. So what does your daily routine looks like?
Oh, that's hard.
But do you mostly do your work like in the morning or in
no,
the evening?
No, I'm an evening person.
Evening
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A night owl.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then thank you so much for being here and sharing all of this with us. Is there anything we didn't get to talk about? Is there anything you want me to ask you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about myself, actually.
Oh, yeah, true. You told me that before. Yes. Yeah. You were like, I don't like to talk about myself. And I was like, this is the perfect place to be on a podcast talking about yourself.
Yeah.
No, but thank you very much for sharing everything.
You're
and
welcome.
Answering. And yeah, well, then my last question would be, is there anything like any place, any restaurant, any bar in Vienna that you can recommend to the listeners to check out, anything?
I mean, last week we were with a friend in this Greek restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and it's a super small, but we had a really nice Greek meal.
Nice, yeah. Especially like Greece
Yeah.
Okay. Where is it?
It's close here. I can't remember the street now because we were just passing me, and I was like, we're gonna eat here.
Okay, like first district around.
Yeah.
So to the listeners, there's a Greek restaurant around in the first where they have very good food. Nice. Well then, thank you very much for listening and tuning in. And well, you will have all the information about Susie down below. And if you liked it, please subscribe to the podcast. If you don't like it, please still subscribe and support your friendly neighborhood artists. Thank you.